Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
You know, just as I connected this morning, the internet went down. Just like last week, Dr. Shealy. Can you imagine that?
I can't hear it.
Dr. Shealy, can you hear me?
Barely, barely.
Okay, let's see if we can crank it up just a little bit. I was connected to the internet early this morning, scouring the news just to get an update as to what's happening in the world. And just as I connected to GCN this morning, the internet went down. And I wanted to talk with you personally about this, but I believe that there is a concerted effort to make sure that the message from those like us does not get out. I really mean.
Of course. Well, of course. It's the opposite of an evil empire.
Yeah, when I was on that station in Springfield, Missouri, they decided that at one point they didn't even know who I was anymore. You know, I'd been on there for a couple of years. Monday through Friday, every afternoon, we were the afternoon broadcast. And then all of a sudden, my last broadcast was on a Friday, and the following Monday, they had no idea who I was. That's what it was like. And that was only after a couple of years. But after you were on the radio there, same station, they threw you off too.
Well, you know, they bought the station. They have a right to do what they want to do. But they wanted me to do my radio on a Saturday or Sunday, and I don't want to do that. So I gave it up.
Yeah, I understand. And you're on a much better station now. KICK, and KICK AM 1340 Springfield, Missouri, was where I got my start, the same radio station, and the management was really nice there. They liked what we were doing, they liked our message, they liked the idea of preparedness and helping the village. They liked all that. And
So
they couldn't be more helpful in the studio. It was great. Well, Dr. Shealy, monkeypox. You know, it looks pretty serious, because from what I've been able to determine, and please help me understand this, it looks like monkeypox is related to smallpox. And even on one of the articles I was reading about monkeypox, they're scrambling to get a vaccination. Sounds like COVID, doesn't it? They're scrambling, trying to get hundreds of thousands of doses. They're ramping up the doses, and the dose of what's called the immunization says smallpox on the box. Is smallpox related to monkeypox, Dr. Shealy?
Well, as far as I can tell, probably. Incidentally, do they even give the original smallpox anymore?
From what I understand, it was claimed that smallpox, that the last case was in the 1970s, and smallpox had been claimed to be eradicated throughout the United States, for sure, probably worldwide, by the 70s. But yet they did give smallpox vaccinations, you know, I guess in the 50s and the 60s. So it looks looks like, as far as I can tell, Dr. Shuey, it seems to me that COVID was working really well to eliminate population, but maybe it wasn't fast enough, so let's bring out, you know, Plan B, which it kind of sounds like is monkeypox.
Yep. The evil empire has unlimited evil.
It's absolutely outrageous. And now the thing about monkeypox is COVID, people were transmitting COVID without being detected. I mean, you couldn't visually, unless somebody was coughing, there were spreaders of COVID who might not even have known that they were spreading it. But with monkeypox, you can see when somebody has monkeypox because they've got these blisters, these bumps, in most cases. So it seems to me like this is Plan B, and I wonder what Plan C is. Is it leprosy? And what is Plan C?
Well, I'm sure that is one, and probably through C.
The whole thing is just unbelievable. And all the while, the rich are becoming richer. And as I look, you know, through history, it seems like it's the same playbook. It really is. I keep saying to myself, what would the king do? What would the king do? And, you know, if the riffraff were eating the king's food, well, we'll just get rid of some of the riffraff. If the riffraff's breathing the king's air, shooting the king's deer, well, you have to have a license to shoot the king's deer. And who carries out the king's wishes? That would be the police, the military, the guards, right? Those who have the keys to the prisons. And it looks like we're there. We're still there. We haven't figured out how to escape the shackles of the kings. And there are a bunch of them. They're the mayor kings. They're the governor kings. They're the president kings. There's the heads of state kings. And then there's the queen king, right?
And all part of the evil.
Yeah. Well, on a more positive side, Dr. Shuey, I've been working really feverishly on the garden. The whole family has. I'm talking about our garden here at our farm. And I wanted to report to you what's happened. So while your garden was being delayed because of the nonstop rain, so was ours. So we got yours rototilled, and you started planting the same time we started planting. And then the rains came. More rain, and it beat up those young plants. And then the rain stopped, and now it is blistering hot, and the plants just aren't getting a break. No matter how we water them, no matter how we take care of them, they're having a tough time. Are you finding the same thing or not?
Yeah, but not too bad. I spent an hour weeding the garden that you set up for me, and yesterday, an hour was my tolerance. I'll finish on Tuesday. But it's weeding and things look okay.
Now, when you say an hour was your tolerance, you're saying that the blistering sun?
Yeah.
And as I remember it, you're the guy that's looking for the sun because you want more and more and more. And now the sun is just too much. And the same thing is true here. It's absolutely true. The sun is blistering. The tomato plants just can't take it. We've never lost plants this early before. Actually, I don't think we've ever lost plants like this. They are just wilting from the heat, and there's nothing that we can do other than reorganize where we have or relocate the garden to a shadier spot. Gardens used to love the sun. Now they can't take the sun. That's how I see it. Are you thinking the same thing?
Well, not yet. At the moment, the thick mulch hay seems to be preserving everything okay.
Yeah, the straw. And we're going to have to get some. Yours is about 3 inches thick on your garden, as I remember. That's what
right.
I got from Lou, which is really thick. And what we're doing is, you know, we have white or clear plastic down, and we haven't put the hay on it yet, or the straw on it yet. We're thinking about an inch thick is all we're going to need because we have the plastic.
Right. And the plastic will make it hotter, of course. So.
Well, our plastic is clear.
But it still increases the heat.
Right. It'll trap the heat in there. Right.
Yeah.
So it's a real tough situation raising a garden. And Dr. Shuley, in that line of thinking, I've been thinking about the food supply, and I've been thinking about the planting in the Midwest, and I'm thinking about the delayed start of the planting season because of the rains, and I'm thinking about the hot sun. I don't think we're going to have the yield that we are accustomed to having this year. I think there's going to be a shortfall in the yield of corn, wheat, everything. I really think that the grains for chickens, the grains for cows, I think we're going to find a shortfall in everything. Does that tie in with what you've been researching as well?
Yes. I believe that, as usual, the evil starts in the government and they're fiddling with the weather.
Yeah.
I've thought about it all year.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Shuley, young girls are experiencing puberty earlier now than probably ever before, at least in the last couple hundred years. And so it looks like that young girls are experiencing puberty. It used to be like 13 years old, as I remember when I was a child, around 13. Now it looks like it's 12 to 10 for non-black and non-Hispanics. For blacks and Hispanic girls, it looks like puberty is 11 and between 9 and 11 years old, which is really, really young, which has got to be messing with their mental picture of how things work, right?
Right.
So what's causing this, Dr. Shuley? I mean, there are plenty of, we'll call them alleged experts, who think that it's in where they're located, you know, where they're living. What actually is it?
Well, I think it is the story. It's numerous things which destroy DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone. Stress itself causes you to put up more cortisol, and that suppresses DHEA. And DHEA is more essential.
Okay, so with the blacks and Hispanics experiencing puberty faster, is it because maybe the temperature stress, you know, the heat indexes where they live? Is it the nutrition deficits? Is it the air pollution of cities? Because frankly, there are very few Hispanics where we live here in the farming country, and there are very few blacks, less than 1%.
Right.
And is it because of the types of things they do for a living? I mean, living out here in farm country is really hard. Everything about it's hard. It's heavy. It's hard. It's long. It starts early at daybreak, and it ends at dark, and that's the farming day. And is it because of the air pollution of the trucks and buses in the cities? Is it all the above?
Well, I think in addition, they had cloud seeding.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They can't did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Looks like everybody's on the phone today, class. I'm on the phone. Dr. Sheely's on the phone. And we've got some callers on the line. We've got some students wanting to speak with Dr. Sheely. So we'll start with Randy in Texas, and then we'll go to Dave in California. Randy, welcome.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, you know, we've got the worst internet company in this side of the galaxy. That would be CenturyLink. I swear, everything's working great until I want to go on the air in the mornings, you know? And so other than that, everything's working really well. You know, the climate's doing great. The economy's doing great. The power grid's doing great.
Gas prices are great.
Gas prices are coming down. Shoot, they're only like, maybe 2.5 times what they were 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's better than 3 times, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, just wait 20 minutes, and it probably will be 3. Now, I think my prediction was $12 to $15 a gallon. People laughed at me, and we hit just under $10 a gallon in the United States in Los Angeles about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I don't know if it was you talking about this or on another program, but, you know, I've got a lot of clients in the oil and gas business, and they're like, hey, gas won't ever get to $10 because we're going to start pumping more crude. That's going to spur people on. But one thing that's not talked about is the refineries.
Well, the refineries. I talked about that last week, and I said,
okay, so that's you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was me, because it is the refineries. We haven't built a refinery since the 1970s, which is about, you know, roughly 50 years ago. We lost two major refineries, one on the East Coast in Marcus Hook, Pennsylvania, and the other one in California, two major refineries. And even the CEO and chairman of the board of Chevron said that the reason they don't know what to do in terms of what to do with the refineries, in terms of how to use them, because the administration said, let's go green, let's go renewable, let's go biofuels. So they switched the refineries from petro to bio, and it takes a long time to switch them back. So even when Jumpin' Joe turned on the strategic oil reserves, it didn't do anything regarding the price because the capacity is limited by the refinery. So, yes, it was me talking about it. And I wish others would join us as well. Back to you, Randy.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, I want to I don't know if you remember or not. I called in 6 months or so ago. I've got I call it a brain tumor. Some people say it's not. The acoustic neuroma that's along my left ear. And I haven't called in because, you know, the last couple of months you weren't feeling good. You sounded worse than me. And so, but I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. One, I have not gone and taken an MRI because, every imaging center I called here in Houston, they wanted me to wear a mask while I was inside the machine, and I just said, I'm not doing that. But I've kind of just gotten just gradually worse, if you want to say that. The ringing in the ear has gotten louder. Now I'm kind of dizzy and disoriented. And just little movement issues, and I've talked to a number of, I guess you would call them alternative tumor treatments, but they're all for cancer tumors, and they've all like the Gerskin people, very understanding people, but they said that their treatment will not work on a benign tumor.
And I agree with that. And to my knowledge, the only treatment that works is removal.
Okay.
And acoustic neuromas continue to grow slowly.
And I hear the music, but do you think that I would have any benefit from the PEMF device that you sell?
I don't think I could recommend it for an acoustic neuroma.
Randy, would you mind holding through the bottom of the hour break?
Sure, absolutely. Okay.
And David, please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden plans to visit the Middle East in July. Biden is expected to visit Israel and the Palestinian Authority on July 14th and 15th before traveling to Saudi Arabia. Washington, D.C. is bracing for renewed violence as the Supreme Court may make a decision on Roe v. Wade as soon as today. An attempted murder charge has been brought upon a California man after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told the justices at the steps of the Supreme Court they won't know what hit them, end quote. A bill to protect the justices has been stalled by Democrats in the House. Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News.
Their effort to intimidate the United States Supreme Court is so intense that they won't even pass this legislation. Legislation that passed the Senate unanimously. Every Democrat supported that legislation, and they won't bring it up in light of the fact now that we had an assassination attempt on the sitting justice.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
China's Defense Minister Wei called Washington a bully and vowed to fight to the end to take over Taiwan, ramping up a war of words with his U.S. counterpart Lloyd Austin. Sunday at an annual defense conference in Singapore, General Wei repeatedly accused Washington of what he described as interference in China's internal affairs, including over the issue of Taiwan and territorial disputes in the South China Sea. Republican Representative Pete Sessions from Texas on Newsmax says the Democrats thought their policies would make things better for America, but they're shocked that their plans have failed.
And what's interesting is that our colleagues on the left actually believe that their policies would make things better for America, and they are shocked. It's like they don't even understand that big government spending, and the policies that they advocate are ruining this country. What's even better for us is President Biden cannot stand it that President Trump's numbers were much, much larger and better than what his are. President Trump had positive viewpoints by the American people and confidence in the future.
The congressman went on to say if Republicans win back the majority in November, they'll be able to call as witnesses these people that do need to be held accountable. Hockey's Stanley Cup playoffs have been decided. The Colorado Avalanche will host the Tampa Bay Lightning. Game 1 of 7 is Wednesday evening. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and we've got Randy in Texas, and David is on hold. The internet is back, and so here we are. Randy, please continue with your questions for Dr. Shealy.
Yeah, I was, and I remember Dr. Shealy saying before that removal is really the only option, and anything that I do, like trying to reduce the inflammation around it, is just a temporary patch, and the tumor is just going to get bigger and the problems are just going to continue to happen or to progress. And I guess my whole issue is because the surgery, as it's been described to me, they drill a 2-inch hole in the back of my head and they dig out the tumor and they most likely will cut the facial muscle. And I guess I will have to walk around with some kind of mask on because I'll look like a stroke victim. And so I guess that's just where I'm at. And I don't have an answer.
The risks of surgery in the long run are less than the risks of no surgery.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Dr. Shealy, I appreciate it. I appreciate your advice.
Randy, I have a question for you. Did you say that this is on the left side?
That's correct, yeah.
And do you have a feel for where this came from?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly where it came from. It came from the cell phones. Absolutely.
That's why I asked you if it was on the left side.
And
class, what we're talking about is most of us are right-handed. And so we hold the cell phone with our left hand, and we write with our right hand, or we use the right hand to turn the steering wheel. We're driving. I used to
be one of the important people. I used to have one of those Motorola bricks. When I was important, you know, and holding that thing up to my ear for hours at a time, because it was much more powerful than the cell phones that we have today. And with no thought of really what the device was, which it was just simply another microwave. This problem is getting worse and worse throughout the country and probably the world. I guess there'll be attorney commercials 30 years from now, just like asbestos commercials today, saying, if you've got a brain tumor and you use the cell phone, call us. So I don't think people realize how bad the cell phone technology and the 5G transmitters and having the latest they don't realize how damaging it is. They just want it now and that's it. But then again, we talk to thousands of people and you show them the evidence about these mRNA injections and they don't believe it. They want to believe the government that they're healthy and they're good for you and they don't understand why they're still sick and why they're getting sick and why they're now calling it sudden adult death syndrome. And they don't understand it.
Well, I still call them dumb phones for good reason.
Yeah.
Randy, do you have any advice for those who have cell phones at this point? Do you have any advice for them?
Well, yeah, you don't. If you can, don't use them. But if you do, use a headset. Keep them away from you. Don't put them in your pocket. You know, I see these women, they're walking around with it in their back pocket, you know, and I don't
and they're just clueless, and they don't want to. But I don't want to say they're clueless. They don't want to know. They're just part of the zombie people that are just walking through the world.
Randy, have you offered any? Well, not as a doctor, but as a person who cares about other people, have you offered medical suggestions? Meaning, and I'm trying to be careful how I say this. I'm not saying, like I would, hey, have you considered taking a multivitamin? Hey, have you considered taking vitamin C? Hey, have you considered taking astaxanthin? How about vitamin D3? How about magnesium lotion or magnesium spray? See if it works for you for that irregular heartbeat. Have you had experience trying to suggest those kinds of things to people?
Absolutely.
And what's happened? What's the net result?
It's the same as that you talk about. They'll listen. They'll quietly listen, and they'll shake their head, but they don't receive it. They just discard it. Because it's not part of the mainstream narrative, I guess. And
the answer that comes to my mind, Randy and Dr. Shuley, is I know. And it's like if you say to someone, you know, if you inhale those cancer sticks, it's going to kill you. I know, but I like that. That's what they say.
I like how it feels.
How it feels in my hand. I like the taste. I like the smell. You know, even though my dog runs when he sees a cigarette. I like the taste. It's amazing. So let me share something with the class that has just broken my heart. Literally. I know someone who's really, really sick. And Dr. Shuley and I have talked about the potential of the PEMF device for this treating this disease. And it's a real serious disease. And so I called this person and I said, I'd like you to try this. I'll send you mine for a short time if you promise to try it. Okay. And no results whatsoever. And that's because the person didn't try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lou Cassidy sent another one. And I got the first one back. And Lou Cassidy lent me another one and sent it to this person. Same thing, no result. Because the person didn't try it. It breaks my heart. It's not like you have to stick a knife in your chest. It's not like you have to stick a needle in your arm. It's just place it on the body and plug it in. And watch TV or something. Or read a book. And the person won't do it. I don't know what to do.
Well,
there's nothing I can do, I guess.
You can't. That's right. There's nothing you can do. You do what you can, and then unfortunately you have to move on. The Bible talks about how Paul went someplace and they were all screaming and yelling at him, and he just said, all I have to do, I came here to tell you about this. It's now time for me to walk out into the street, knock the sand off of my sandals, and move on.
Yeah, I like it. And that's what I've decided to do. I literally have decided to do that. And anyone who has voted for, and this is a little political, but it's in concert with what we're saying. Anyone who's voted for the regime that is destroying my family's farm and those like us who are just trying to survive, I cannot be friends with them anymore. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to know them. I don't want to see them. I'm not interested in helping them. They voted for a regime that is destroying the best thing that's ever happened to planet Earth, and that's the United States of America. They voted for a regime that's destroying it. It's almost impossible for us to make a living as farmers. We have to do other things so we can hold on to the farm, literally. Literally.
Well, you know, while you're talking about that real quick, let me just throw this out to you. I am kind of very upset about something. My family has about 1,200 acres of land, and we lease it to somebody who just has cattle on it. And about 3 months ago, I was just sitting around talking with him, and he accidentally, I know he did not intentionally tell me this, he's been getting roughly $100,000 a year in farm subsidies through specifically a drought subsidy from the federal government based on the number of acres that you are farming, and he's getting a huge windfall. That is just absolutely outrageous and aggravating as hell to me. And this is another reason why we have massive inflation, massive federal debt, and a ruined farming economy or agricultural economy.
No doubt in my mind. And this kind of thing has been going on for years. It's not just the drought, but there are farm subsidies. Farmers have been paid not to grow, not to raise, not to plant, to leave the ground fallow. They've been paid to do nothing. Literally, it's welfare for farmers. Now, I'm not in that group of people. We work every day. As a matter of fact, as soon as we're done with this broadcast, it's on the tractor we go for cutting hay. We're going to cut it today. We're going to ted it this afternoon. We're going to rake it in a day or two, and we're going to bale it the next day. And we're going to do about 500,000 pounds of hay, and there's nothing easy about it. It's brutal. It's hot. It's dusty. I mean, it is. It's hard on the equipment. The equipment breaks under the stress. We do too, and that's what we do. And when we're all done, and we do that twice a year, and raise the cows, and fix the fence, and keep them, and feed them, and nurture them, and help them help the cows be born, we get about last year it was about $14,500.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So just to flesh this out, Randy, I appreciate you bearing with me, and Dave in California, I appreciate you staying with us. So we filed our income tax for the family farm the last couple of years, and the income was zero. Net income was zero. 0.00. Literally. I'm not exaggerating. And we sold cows last year for the gross sale price was $15,500. We sold our cows. And after the expenses, we netted for the sale $14,500. When you take out the fuel and the maintenance and the repairs and the taxes and all the other things that we spend money on to keep the cows, the net is zero. Zero. Mm-hmm. So Randy, you're talking about a guy who gets $100,000 for doing nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I was thinking during the commercial break, we're going to probably be spending about $5,000 a year on fuel, diesel fuel, to operate the farm. These are numbers that, you know, most people aren't used to hearing, you know, those kinds of numbers. And we don't fertilize. We don't buy commercial fertilizer. We do it all naturally. And we still can't do it. We still can't do it. So, believe it or not, we're thinking that the possible answer is to rent camp spaces on our farm. Literally, rent little spots. We're going to try to start it within the next 2 weeks to rent little camp places for people to register on the internet, pay on the internet. We'll receive a small amount of money, and they can camp here. So we're turning our farm into a
campground. Yeah.
Not because we want to, but because we have to. David, back to you. I'm sorry, Randy, back to you.
Well, I just actually, when I've called in and I've talked to you a couple of times over the last couple of years, that's what I'm actually been working on, is turning about 75 acres into a campground up near Waco. But I'm trying to do it on a much bigger scale than what you're talking about. And the costs just keep going up and up and up. I'm always two steps behind the cost factors. And be more demand for camping today, Vincent, than people going to Disney World, and people shouldn't be going there anyway because there are nothing but perverts there, but I think I know you don't like it, but I think that Vincent, I think you would get some enjoyment out of dealing with the people who do come camping. The vast majority of them are good people. I have been dealing with these people for 3 years, and it's totally different than the normal people I deal with in my clients and here in Houston. They're nice, they're kind for the most part. There's you got 10% that are bad, but 90% of them are really nice people, and they want to be good to the environment too. So
yeah, we believe that. We absolutely believe that. And tomorrow we're going to have a special broadcast. Hour number one, we're going to be talking about someone who's done this, someone who was a student of mine who is now an instructor who's going to be teaching me how to do it. That's tomorrow, hour number one.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Randy, I wish we had better news for you on the medical front. I wish we did. But sounded the alarm for the whole world.
I do want to just say something, Vincent. I want to thank you for what you do. I thank you for being on the radio. And I do listen to y'all most of the time. And just thank you, both of y'all.
Well, Randy, thank you. I look at USA Prepares as a non-denominational church of preparedness. That's one way I look at it. I look at it as, you know, people in my life have passed some suggestions on to me, and they've passed some tips, and they've shown me how to do things. And we don't do it anymore. So Dr. Sheely was number one. He was the very first instructor to come on board, and he and I have been side by side for 11 years now, unwavering. And Dr. Sheely just dispenses the culmination of his lifetime's experiences for free on the air. And the other instructors who have joined the faculty have done the same thing. And there's one thing that I've asked each faculty member, and that is, have you felt a out-of-body, we can call it divine intervention, have you felt some kind of force, some presence that has suggested, guided you into being on the air and sharing your wealth of knowledge? And every single one has said, yes, absolutely. Including Dr. Sheely. Dr. Sheely, is that right?
Absolutely. Unequivocal.
There you go. Randy, thank you so much. God bless. David will be with you right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.